Yes, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to Friday.
Very good morning, Mike.
And I think we'll take the food price number, won't we? It's still very high, but for a month it wasn't bad.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, I know I keep banging on about these inflation numbers, and we get our latest update next week on the 17th. And one of the last key partial updates, that number is food prices. And yesterday, Statistics New Zealand released the food price index data for September. We get a monthly number for food prices. We don't get it for the CPI. And that's a good news Friday, Mike. Although I guess good news is relative, isn't it? Because food prices have increased 8% over the last 12 months. That's the end of September 23, which doesn't sound very good. But if I compare it to 12.5, it's actually not too bad, which is 12.5 is where we were in April 23, June 23. So look, it is moderating. The annual increase is coming down, and 8% is the lowest annual increase since July 2022. 0.4% fall in food prices in September. After seasonal adjustment, rose 0.1, so barely moved. Good news on fruit and veggies. Prices fell 3.9%, even after seasonal adjustment, fell 0.9%. The good old poultry, meat, fish, grocery prices, they're all unchanged, and a small rise in restaurant meals and ready-to-eat food. But look, Mike, if you look at the data series, we've now had 3 months of relatively stable outcomes. So you got a plus 0.5, you got a minus 0.5, you got a minus 0.4. So it's good to see the volatility abating, so it's not moving around as much as it was. And I think on balance, food prices were a little softer than expected, so that's got a slight downward impact on CPI. Forecast for next week, we will find out that number. And yeah, you've just noted the US CPI overnight. They're running at 3.7% year on year. Slightly marginally higher than expected, so the market's just selling off a little bit on the back of that. But nothing there that I think the Fed's going to be too worried about.
Did we get an update on Fletcher yesterday?
No, we didn't. But this, look, the story, I think it'd be a euphemism to say the story isn't going to go away. We've got more sunlight on the details now. They're 24 hours since the story sort of blown up. Fletcher Building are in a trading halt. They haven't responded publicly yet. I think they're using all the time they've got available to them. A trading halt can usually be imposed for 2 business days, so they're using all that time. But there has been time to review all the extensive information put forward by BGC, the building company that escalated this issue. Look, Mike, their work is extensive. They have invested millions of dollars into their investigation, engaging with independent experts. And I think it would appear now that there does need to be a reasonably robust technical counterclaim from Fletcher Building. I just look at the way this will pan out. There doesn't appear to be a resolution to this without significant risk of court action. The regulator over there has supported the view of BGC, which is not unexpected. Fletcher Building obviously won't agree with that view. There's a lot of detail now that needs to be clarified, the sort of actual extent of the issue, the cost of remediation, etc. Look, I would make the comment, Mike, that one of the things that we're going to have to contemplate and think about is Fletcher Building's handling of this. I mean, they've known about this for months, likely now to become a very long-running, very complicated situation. The next step to see and evaluate Fletcher Building response may get something later on today. Share price will trade lower irrespective of that response.
Now, what do we make of Birkenstock? Because there was so much hype around it, and then on opening day...
Yeah, flop was a word I saw in one headline. You know, you either love them or you don't you? Now, I got into the spirit of it. I've got a pair of them on right now, Mike, because I thought I'm going to talk about them. There, I've got my Birks on, Dress Up Friday.
Tell me they're not suede ones.
They are not suede ones. Do you want the detail? The green plastic ones, actually. But I had to get in the mood. The company is now listed on the New York Stock Exchange. The IPO numbers valued the company at $9.3 billion. Trading not going that well. They were issued at $46. They're now $38.51. So 16% lower than the issue price, which isn't very inspiring. It's probably one of the least successful IPOs of this size that we've seen. But, Mike, it is early days. The company's been around for a long time. I'm sure they can survive 2 days of poor trading, but you either love them or you don't, right?
That's the truth, and I don't. So what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, it's just weakened off slightly in the last sort of little bit. It's down 182 points now, about 0.5% fall, 33,621. The S&P 500 is down 0.25%, which is 11 points, 4,365. And the NASDAQ down 0.5%, 13,589. The FTSE 100 was up overnight, though about 0.33%, 7,644. The Nikkei had another good day, up 1.75%, 32,494. Shanghai Composite also also up just under 1%, 3107. The Aussies were relatively quiet yesterday, just moved 3 points, 7090, and we lost 14 points in the NZX 50, 11,292. Unfortunately, New Zealand dollar weakened off overnight quite a bit, actually, 0.5932. Remember, we were over 60 cents against the US, 0.9380 against the Aussie, 0.5624 euro, 0.4865 pounds, 88.79 Japanese yen, gold trading at $1,870, and Brent crude behaving itself, Mike, actually down a little bit, $85.82, and a big weekend ahead, huh?
Yeah, real good weekend, so it's either going to go well or it's not. You got a call?
I think it's going to be very close, and I do think that the polls will tend to favour the centre-right coalition, but, you know, gosh, I think...
I was actually asking about the rugby, sorry.
Ah, yeah. I'm not. I won't be very popular with listeners because I'm going Italy by seven.
Italy.
Yep.
Okay. You know they're not playing.
I just wanted to see if you knew, Mike.
Yes, of course. I tell you what.
Ireland by seven.
Okay. Fair enough. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz. Don't know. He'll be back next week.